Can't never get that shit going. Let me just.
Yeah, you definitely should. I tell you, man, to get back that bitch on a good day, chill. You feel me? Roll your blunt. Don't let nobody distract you. Now, you just can't have no distractions. Because you ain't good enough to have distractions. You got to just sit back that bitch and put your stake on.
Man, I be done. Look down at my phone. 15 minutes ago, by, there's a fire on that bitch, man. I can't fuck with that girl, man. All right, here we go. We good, man?
We live.
Yo, what it do, man? It's your boy Young and Moe, man. Y'all already know what it is. Purple Therapy Show. This is a show where we showcase people that come through. I want to give them their flowers, let them know I like what they're doing. I see what they're doing. Keep doing what they're doing. Don't stop doing what they're doing. And today, y'all, we got a special, special, special guest in here tonight, man. Who we got in here tonight, bro?
Hey, what up, y'all, man? This your boy Clifton Martin, owner of Julian's Tent Catering, and you go by Hibachi Food Truck.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So, to start it off, man, I came by there earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to come by there before we did the show.
Yeah, you got to be real.
I'm fucking with it, bro. Fucking with it. I went around the corner to my mama's house, gave her some mud, too. She was like, where this come from? Like, I'm flexing. I'm like, I know the owner, you know what I'm saying? Dog around the corner got the little food.
You feel way
truck.
Back, too.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a dog. You know, I go out there and get some, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad I got you in here today, bro, man. I'm really liking what you're doing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the food truck is a positive thing.
Right.
Loving that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of us out here from what we come from, bro. We don't.
Is that real?
You know what I'm saying, bro? It's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you made something positive out of that shit, bro, and I like that, man. So I'm going to kick it off, man. Let me pick your brain a little bit, man. How I started.
The food truck or just the catering?
Just cooking in general. Like, take me all the way back through the journey.
Man, I think, everybody got these stories of how they grew up, like with their grandparents and stuff. So for me, I just was always on punishment. And the only way I could come out is if I helped grandma, let me snap some peas, cut up some greens, and things like that. And it just went from there. And cooking in the hood every day, we barbecuing. Clip, where you at? Where we? And then I like to have family gatherings. So after a while, I was like, man, you might as well go ahead and I'm enjoying one of these kitchens.
Damn, man. So, can you remember one of the first kitchens you was working in?
Yeah, actually, Shoney's.
Shoney's?
Yeah, man. Me and my dog Mike. My God bless the dead.
God bless the dead. My
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and him worked at Shoney's on Dunn Avenue.
Damn.
You feel me? 15 years school. You feel me?
Damn.
You know what I mean? But I went cooking though. I was a dishwasher. But that's where you started at, though.
Yeah. Then you work your way up from one thing to another
We then we went. Then my real job was at Carrabba's. I mean, I got into a professional kitchen. Like, I always knew how to cook, but I figured I had to get into these kitchens to understand the business aspect of it. So I worked at Carrabba's, Bob Evans. Then I got more high-end. Worked at BB's off Hendrix, Chop House, Breek and Avondale. Then my last journey was Ruth Chris. I was at Ruth Chris for like 3 years.
Mm.
And then from there, that pandemic hit, and then Julian started, because we was already doing stuff on the side. But when the pandemic hit, it was like, boom. What we do live catering. So we was able to go to people's houses and cook for them doing private shows or doing all this other stuff. Mm. And then it went from there. So we've been doing hibachi about 6 years.
Wait, what made you pick hibachi?
I don't even know, man. I think I just like the food. Then somebody asked me to do it for a catering. I was like, yeah, man, can you do it live? I was like, yeah, man, let's do it. And then it went from there.
Just went from there. So Julian's came before
You Go Boy.
You Go Boy.
So You Go Boy is a DBA, doing business as up under Julian's.
Okay.
Because we do so much hibachi live, it was like, man, we might as well just get a truck.
Damn. And now y'all own that whole section,
the whole
right
thing.
There. Yeah.
So we do the catering out of the building, and the food truck is hibachi on the outside.
Yeah, you walked me through that earlier, man. I see the vision that you got, and I
see
what...
Oh, it's
going to
get real.
Yeah, and I see what you got going, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. So I'm going to get into some questions sent over. Shout out to DJ the Goddess. You know, she sent over some questions or whatever. So, since you do work in a customer service-based type thing, like, how do you resolve customer conflicts when they do come about?
I think you're going to have those, you know. Every restaurant going to have those. For me, it's the customers, man. You know what I mean? Ain't no way they wrong. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. I mean, we might as well just fix that problem. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. Like, I'm a people's person. Like, I eat other people's food, too. You know what I mean? So, you're going to have those. I mean, we done had some people call and be like, hey, and be like, okay, well, I mean, come on back. I'll show you my phone. We got you. I'll call you personally because I care about your experience more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be dead mad, but I guarantee you, I ain't going to let you be too mad.
Yeah, I gotta satisfy you some kind of way.
Probably. Yeah, yeah. So I'm cool. I'm cool with it. Don't bother me too much.
So what's one of your greatest strengths in the kitchen?
I think being able to focus on what I'm doing, what I'm preparing. Like you zone out, you know what I mean? Like a peace of mind, you know what I mean? So, I think just the mental, being able to know all this going on around me and being able just to navigate without even thinking about it, you know what I mean?
So. Okay, so if you know your strengths, what's some of them weaknesses you got in that kitchen? What's some stuff that you wish you could do a little better in the kitchen?
Cooking-wise or just business-wise?
Cooking-wise. You can give me both, but you give me cooking-wise first.
I'm good with my knife, but I see some dudes, you know what I mean? My weakness, I say more of, if it is a weakness, is wanting to be a better person that I want to get like them. They,
yeah.
I mean,
some of them motherfuckers with two on,
that shit get real.
I'm going to step out of that.
I say part of my knife skills in a sense. I'm good with it, just want to get better at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like, as far as with your staff, like, did you employ like friends, or did you go out and get regular employees or whatever, or is that like some of your partners that you came up with?
For sure, my partner, Bert, one at the cab register.
That's the one I seen earlier. Bert.
Yeah, that's my age boom coon. We been from the dirt. Even me, him, and Mike, and everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mark, I mean, he came along because we coached football together a couple years back. And he was into culinary, and he started doing the caterings with me. Same thing with the other person, King. And then I got both of my sons.
So. Mm. And I know we was chopping it up earlier. You were saying you want to start doing stuff for, like, the community.
Yeah,
what you trying to?
So I go to the little council meetings things that we have right there on Moran Creek at the split between Myrtle and Moran Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. James Breaker, he was the councilman with Zone 5, I believe. In the councilwoman. So literally just got off the phone with him like day before yesterday because he's running again.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, maybe we just want to, I mean, I understand it because I'm from over there. You know what I mean? Like, be more in the community. You know what I mean? With the kids, with the teenagers. I ain't scared of it. You know what I mean? It just had given them something more to do. You know, for us, we definitely going to do a lot of food drive, a lot of book bag giveaways because it's on the right. I'm from right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. It brought me right back to where I was from. Wasn't even looking for it. You know, so... First, just doing, cleanup days. I mean, the church right across the street. Now, they give away food every Wednesday. We go over there, help them give out food.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But I'm a member of the part of the house. Let y'all know.
Oh, okay. That's what's
so
up.
We do that same thing, that they do. It's right on the right that you mimic somebody that you see doing great. So we trying to bring that to where I'm from.
Mm. Well, piggybacking off of that, who influences you the most with the cooking? Like, do you have, like, a... chef you follow? Is it like
both? Yeah. I say Chef Don, Donald Richardson. He was the chef at One Ocean. He was actually my chef at Barrique too. But me and him, we kind of came up together, you know what I mean? But as he went, I was going. Like he graduated to get his actual culinary degree, his bachelor's this month, in May, matter of fact, next month. So for him, just seeing him how he went, different type of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But as far as shows and stuff, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even watch cooking shows. Like I can't get into it. Like I don't really watch cooking shows or even start about going on cooking games. It just, I mean, just something I automatically got. It just take me back to with my grandma so much. So I don't even pay it no mind.
Do you have like a specialty dish that you make that you might not make in the restaurant, but something that you make for like friends and family and shit that they ask you to make all the time?
Yeah, we do some stuffed potatoes and these shrimp and grits. It be dead real.
Yeah, damn.
But that's the thing. See, we do all these things in the other side of the catering. I think everybody noticed in the food truck, because it's a food truck, but we done won Best Caterer of the Year 2 years in a row. We've been nominated for at the Image Awards, Best Boss Awards. Shout out to Miss Adrian Martin. But we done been nominated 4 times and won 2 years straight, just on the catering side. I mean, the catering crazy. Like, we be, the first one I did was like Aspen, Colorado. We done been in Tennessee, Miami just because of the kind of service and different kind of things we provide for that, you know. So yeah, that catering.
Hi, tell me what's the grind like with that catering?
Oh man, that's unreal. That's
yeah,
all
take me into that. Like, yeah, how is that?
Man, it's crazy, man. It's like, especially if you more the owner and you into it, you know what I mean? It's up all night, 3 a.m, making them Mazuros. I meant to get y'all one of them. You know what I mean? Them things.
I've been seeing people shell. Some of them little rolls you got that you chop
off.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
I've been
like a three-step process. That's dead real. I was up about 3 a.m. making another night just for people to have them the next day. But man, just doing all the shopping, you know what I mean? Having to do all the receipts. That's what you're talking about, a weakness. But my lady, she stay on top of that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And Bert, but Bert real good with them numbers. You feel me? So they helped me out with my weaknesses on that. So
okay. Yeah. So like with the whole food truck thing, like
yeah,
what type of legacy are you looking to leave with this in the city?
Well, that's good. Like Mr. Chair, you know what I mean?
He was known everywhere
in
the city.
You can't help but, you know what I mean?
Yes. God bless the dead.
God bless the dead. Mr. Hollis. I mean, Hollis Barbecue, you know what I mean? Shout out to Wendy. But
staple
you know what I mean?
Spot.
I grew up with Mr. Hollis, you know what I mean? I'm right across the street. You feel me? So I'm always at his first person I ever seen with a food truck. I'm over white and blue with a building. So that kind of put me in the,
mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, I ain't gonna think about it in that perspective. But
damn.
That's crazy. But yeah, Mr. Hollis. Yeah, I say that.
Is there any other like newer food trucks out here that you would like to fuck with, or you do fuck with, or you go eat at?
Oh yeah, man. I don't work on a couple of them. My partner, Corey with Buck Buck.
Oh, Bob Bob Chicken.
Yeah, that's my dog. Like, I mean, he actually gave me, when I first did, I did his event for his parents' 35th anniversary for my first time ever doing it down here. You know what I mean? He was like, man, I ain't know my dog did this. And from there, he was like, yeah, shout out. But him, you know what I mean? Breakfast Bowl Burritos, John Cartel, Island Dream. Definitely Chef Love. Like, I know all of them. Like, it's...
Chef Love.
She got that food truck on Lim Turner. She do breakfast. You know what I mean? Her junk, different type of time.
You talking about over there in the
mm-hmm.
the food truck park?
Yeah, pink.
Yeah. I went over there the other night.
Yeah, man, but I kind of deal with a lot of them, you know what I mean, in the perspective of just knowing them and then liking food, you know? After a while, when you be in the food game so long, you can't help but know everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I don't try to get in that talk, like chef talk and competition and all this other stuff. I be like, man, that's not cool. I like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even like getting put in the chef talk, but that's who I am. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's bad to me saying I don't like posting. I don't do this, that, and the third. That's my weakness. So for mm-hmm. me, I don't talk about it, try to be on that type of time. I just try to be cool with everybody and see what they got going and promote them and say, man, let's make this happen. Up there, I'm going to have to speak about it. Up there, we are going to get all the people who own food trucks, and we're going to do the drive up there, have people come by and get their food, because you know we got that U.
Mm-hmm.
So all us to be able to put our money together and do a little food drive. They ain't even got to get out their car, just... And it's all everybody who got these food trucks, you know?
That's what's up, man. I like to see that shit, man.
Yeah, it's real.
So where you, 5 years into the future, where you see you go boy Hibachi, Julian, catering, like, where you see it?
Oh, Julian's going to be something else, man, because it's 5 years now. And it costs us to get the food truck. Mm. Now the whole food truck is a whole nother spin. We actually just was looking at a building over there off Blanding just to expand it and make it a full deal.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 years, man, that thing gonna be everywhere. and speaking realistically, you know what I mean? I ain't playing. Like, I understand the process of it, like even with hiring people and knowing what you gotta do, even much if you want a franchise to do these kind of things. Because, like I say, you meet people along the way, you know what I mean? You kind of listen just to know, so you can know where you're going at. For me, Julian, I mean, that thing never. Like we be in Miami, like we going to that Miami stuff real. I mean, the price is different, but You gotta understand, like, we bringing everything. We bringing champagne walls, bars, tables, chairs,
linen. So you had a whole...
Yeah, so Julian is basically us bringing the restaurant to you. So whatever you want to have, whatever you want to eat, however you want the thing to look, you know what I mean, different perspective. And we got all that stuff. So we don't... We do outsource for some things, because I know some people that know how to do this, that, and the third, but for the most part, we trying to just be a one-stop shop for you to have everything. I mean, when you call us, that's why I say when you come in the front, you'll be able to look at the book, I mean, the iPad, I mean, see different things that we got. You'll see the champagne wall. You see the slideshow. You can be able to pick out how you really want your wedding to be, how you want your events to be, graduation. Mm-hmm. Graduation party to be real. You know what I mean? I'm going to show you some videos, man, when we get off,
you know,
off this.
You know, King Talk Podcast and the Gunshine State Network, man, we've been sure looking for a shelf, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been trying to do this thing. We had this thing we came up with what we said it was, bro? Meal of the week.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you know a chef that want to get down, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man, they definitely will do that.
Let me know, you know what I'm saying?
I'm already in. I told you that at the shop.
Okay.
We're supposed to be eating right now.
Nah, it's all good.
No, let me call these boys. Tell them.
I sent you a text, but I accidentally sent it to the cameraman. I texted and told you who was going to be in here if you wanted to bring something. But
oh, yeah, man, my bad.
It's on me.
I got y'all.
It's all good, man. So, if you could cook for any, like, celebrity, dead or alive, who would you cook for? And what would you cook for them besides hibachi?
If I can cook for a celebrity, dead or alive.
Influencer, it don't matter.
Shoot. I think I'll cook my dog Parker a good old steak. We gonna sit just like this here. He gonna put something here for me.
Yeah, he gonna drop some knowledge on you.
Yeah, yeah, because that's how he talk. You know what I mean? Regardless of the fact, even in the music, man, that's just how that man talk. Mm-hmm. He can't help but give you some jewels. You feel me? So if I'm a... Yeah, I sit with Park like a mug, man.
Yeah. And you just steak, bro? You ain't gonna get nothing with the steak, bro?
Oh, we doing... Yeah, you go steak, man, potatoes. You know what I mean? We gonna keep it simple. I ain't gonna try to do all this. Park ain't finna go for all that. Man, give me some zucchini and all this other stuff. Like, nah, we gonna have some steak and some good old mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? You know how much that stuff costs? One steak, like, at the right restaurant, gonna run you about $400.
One steak?
Yeah, that thing, Ruth Chris, man, they got that tomahawk, that thing like $250.
I don't want that big-ass steak.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, but it's all about the cut and what kind of meat you eat. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna sit here and get my dog no roll steak. You feel me? I'm gonna pay for this. This is gonna be a real good-ass steak. That's grade-fed cow. You know what I mean? Different type of time.
You got some Wagyu beef over there,
you
bitch.
You feel me?
Some
come
A5
on
or something.
It don't, it's, he come back one time. You know what I mean?
So, what's a big misconception about cooking that people have that you want to clear up? Like, some people say it's easy. Some people say this. What's one misconception that you think people have about what y'all do?
I think people just think, like you said, anybody can do it. I don't think they really realize how much time goes into what we do. I mean, from the long hours think about it. Okay, somebody having a wedding. I mean, this one time that they got it, I mean, had this. I mean, if you care about what you do, I mean, you up all night. You at the aisle. You at these stores. You prepping. You talking to people. You gotta talk to different people all the time and understand what they got going on. It ain't just, oh, cook this for me. But I'm like, nah, people is very... very, very specific when they come down to their food. Food is like one of the most important things at anything. People are getting mad if you go somewhere and you ain't got no food. You know what I mean? So you just got to deal with a whole bunch of making sure things go right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, anybody can cook. I mean, I know a lot of people can cook. Some people can out-cook me. You know what I mean? For a fact. But, I mean, that caterer or that chef life is something, you know what I mean? It ain't for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's unreal.
Yeah.
I'm talking about dead real. So with me and my people up there, man, me and my dogs up there, before we even start, I say, man, look, man, I got to help y'all understand. It's going to get real. Nigga, we're going to get some attitudes. Nigga's going to be talking crazy. But that's just part of it. You know what I mean? Because people trying to, you got to make sure the food, People think Chef Rams are crazy. That nigga ain't crazy. He just, he just in it.
He want perfection.
And that's just they think it's a show. If they had no TVs, that man would still be the same way, because he care about what he do. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think the misconception is really just not understanding the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Literally not understanding the time that we have to put into all this just to make sure you happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that next person behind him, the next person behind, you know what I mean? It's a world of making people happy.
Mm-hmm. What's one of the strangest requests you done got for some catering?
Because
there's some weird people out here, so they're not acting like,
yeah, man.
You got some crazy requests.
I wouldn't necessarily say too crazy with me. It's crazy all around the board. But it's back to the steak, you know what I mean? Some people don't like, they just wanted that thing.
Ugh.
Man, I'm talking about can't even make it up. But they eat,
ugh.
Yeah, I can't even play myself like that, you know what I mean? I'm talking about
you just gonna sear that bitch and put it on the plate?
I'm talking about the whole family now. I was like, man.
Ugh.
Talking about they got buku money now. Talking about different type of time. You know what I mean? Yeah, different.
That's disgusting.
The whole family got me thinking like, but what they be eating? But hey, man.
I've heard rumors that some chefs, like, when people say they want it well done, they get mad. Like,
oh yeah, that's horrible.
See, I hear some chefs don't like that.
But see, for me, I used to eat well done.
I still do.
Like a mug until I started working at Ruth Chris. You know what I mean? And then when I was working at Ruth Chris, I couldn't afford none of them steaks. So them all would come back. They'll be like, yeah, maybe. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna try it. I'll try the medium. I ain't crazy now. Ain't no medium rare, ain't no none. It gotta be cooked. But I understand the pink line and stuff, you know what I mean, cause that once you try it, it's over with. Cause I mean, the moisture and the tenderness of it, all that stuff, man.
Shout out to the compressor, MK.
Oh man, shout out to the compressor.
I don't know why MK out there playing. I don't know why. But yeah, I can't. Yeah, he over whooping. MK over whooping. Y'all excuse us out there in YouTube land. You know what I'm saying? MK out there, I don't know what he doing, man. But damn, you got me fucked up with that steak shit though. Like,
yeah, a different type of time. I mean, but other than that, man, I ain't really had no crazy requests. You know what I mean?
Damn, so how you cooked the steak earlier? Cause that shit was good.
I'm just playing.
Hey, don't do me like that. Hey, look how he look.
Hey, look, it's over with. Y'all ate that shit. It's over.
She looking like this too.
It's over with now. No, y'all would have seen that shit now.
So she medium well anyway, so.
Yeah, y'all would have seen that shit if it was like that.
Yeah.
But most of the time we stick at medium well. You know, yeah. If somebody do want it well done, we do it. But we start to stick between, I mean, medium well. I mean, we don't want to get nobody, because if you think about it, people don't eat their food right then. Steak still cooked. So if we do it well done and you put it on your plate, by the time you get home, you'll be like, man, this shit dry.
That's what you like it. I do
you
like
want your shit extra dry?
Man, I want my shit burnt. I ain't gonna lie to you,
Clint,
bro.
Burnt?
I ain't gonna lie.
You nigga like burnt steak?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, these niggas.
I could, bro. I can't. It's something. If I cut into pause, a piece of meat, and I don't see it, and it ain't.
Oh no, it'll be done. Medium well is done. You know what I mean? It just ain't like you can't chew that.
I need my
shit
down there black.
You want your shit black?
Down there black.
God damn, boy. You want your shit charred, boy.
Well, yeah, I would like my well done. Well.
So what you had today? What you had? No,
see, what you had.
What,
like,
what you ate?
I had this.
You had a steak?
Chicken and steak.
Alright, that shit was good.
Yeah. I ain't looked.
I know you have, but the thing is, see, that's good. You just dug in. That's how that shit be going. But, you know what I mean, the thing is, I mean, even without you looking, I mean, you felt like it was well, because it was well done. You know what I mean? It just went burnt, crispy well done. You know what I mean? Right. It was full of flavor and all that other good shit, what you looking for. You know what I mean? Now, y'all keep eating them burnt.
Nah,
you
see,
ain't going to better go back now.
See, I'm one of them niggas, if you frying some chicken, leave my shit 5-10 minutes more.
Oh yeah,
than
we
the
got
grease.
We know we do chicken wing on truck too. That's how we do ours.
Oh yeah, yeah, I do the
we
chicken
wing. It gotta be fried that way.
Yeah, nigga gotta have. I like my chicken wings.
Yeah, okay. Now that shit, you can't. I don't even like. If I see a little bit of pink, I'd be like, man, it's
done
over.
Deal. I might not even come back. Boy.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna lie, boy. That shit,
I mean, it's the bone grip. Like, man, fuck that. I done had some chicken that ain't never been that color, so I ain't even for the try.
Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's to you?
What's the best item on the menu to you?
Them rolls.
Them.
Yeah, because, I mean, that takes some time, but got the real crab meat, real shrimp.
So how you, what is it? How you make it? What's
so talking about the process?
Yeah, because I seen you with the little bamboo shit in your hand earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you roll them up. Okay, all right. You know what I mean? What's in the middle? Is it tuna or crab meat?
It's real crab meat.
Real crab meat.
Real shrimp, rice, cream cheese, cucumber. You know what I mean? We top it with panko on it, and then top it with the Thai chili sauce and the mazu sauce.
And that's the one they be going crazy for.
Yeah, and they love that sauce. That sauce is crazy.
Okay, I ain't gonna ask you what's in it. I ain't gonna make you secret or nothing like that.
It's a good sauce. So the whole thing, you know, we got mazu sauce. I mean, we got the mazu rolls. We got the mazu juice. So mazu, I mean, it stands for both our brothers. That stands for Mike and DJ.
Mm.
And we lost both of them. So we figured out a way to keep them with us.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
I like that, bro.
So, yeah, it's mazu everything. If you look at that, if you really page the Instagram, my name been that for the longest.
Damn. Damn.
So,
but I ain't know what it.
Yeah, MI for Mike, ZU for DJ.
I ain't know what all that. I ain't know what stuff for that.
Yeah, everything be having certain meanings. You know what I mean, mean stuff to you, so you kind of care about it in a different kind of way.
Have you ever thought about like naming individual dishes after them?
Yeah. We did. We definitely plan to open up another truck. Cause you know we just lost Blake. God bless his dead. Like stuff like that, man, you don't be knowing what people be going through. You know what I mean? And I don't even like to say it because that was like 2 months ago we lost our dog. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to have like Blake Burgers and stuff like that.
You know? Yeah.
Because like everything, if you notice, like Julian's, that's my son. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of things that we try to incorporate with our family more than anything because we done lost so many people. You know what I mean? You want to make sure you take care of the ones that's here. And try to build that way. So when people speak on us, they speaking on the family.
Mm-hmm. What's up, bro? Damn, bro. Nobody ain't told you, bro. You know I'm proud of you, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Like, nigga, really proud of you, bro. Like,
I appreciate it.
Like, damn, that stuff
been meaning a lot to me. I think a lot of people say that to me, man. I think because a lot of people know where I come from.
Yes, bro.
You know what I mean? And shit been real.
And now you just a big ball of just...
I ain't no baller, boy.
Positive. No, I say a big ball of positive energy,
man.
Bro.
I see
like,
crops, boy. I got crops.
No, nah, I ain't say that, man. I say you're a big ball of energy, man.
Yeah. I feel, yeah, but can't help it, man. I mean, when you go through all that shit, then you got a chance to make a difference. Like, okay, let's go for it.
Man, since you're getting more and more popular in the city, man, you got to start getting more hands-on with the IG and stuff, man.
Yeah, we got... I mean, shout out to Robert Fat Chick.
Nah, man, but you got to get in there and start.
Yeah, I'm going to get on it, man. He be like, man, send me some videos. Go. I'll be like, all right, I got you. Then I get my mind on what I'm doing. So it's hard for me to be like, okay, y'all, this is what I'm doing today. We're going to do this, that, and the third. I feel like I'm wasting some motherfucking time. I need somebody to do it for me. Nah, but that's what he do.
Yeah.
If we talk about weaknesses. You know what I mean? Like, if I would have really been posting Julian's like that, Julian's do, we do. That's how we was able to buy the building and the food truck because of the catering. You know what I mean? So if I was able to really post, I just sent him all that stuff I had. So now he's promoting stuff I've done from a year to now to 2 years ago because I never had the time to.
So that'd be him in the DM working all that stuff?
He do all that, man.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm talking about everything. No, but the DM is an automatic response. And then when I response be me.
Okay.
I mean, me or one of my assistants. He just do all the promoting, like, posting everything on our page, coming to do content. You know what I mean? I do a drop or something. He'll be like, do this, do that. I mean, I can do that part. I just can't sit down and figure out what to say, hit share. You know what I mean? From time to time, I do it, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? I got him.
Thank you.
You feel me? I know my weaknesses, bro.
Yeah.
I think I just kind of came a little so private, but now it's like, you got to.
Yeah.
You ain't got no choice. You know what
yeah.
I mean? If you look on the page, you notice I ain't never on that motherfucker.
No. No.
I mean, I'll be talking to nobody. Like, you know what I mean? But if somebody come up like, bro, I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm That's easy for me, like right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know I ain't got to post this shit. Like,
all you got to do is just sit down and then get up and go.
Yeah, like, hey, we did this. I'm finna share that. I can share like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but posting it is
man,
another thing.
Hard, boy. That thing hard. All
right. So what's a personal challenge you're working on right now? Like something you're working on getting better at? Besides the internet stuff.
Personal challenge. I think my personal challenge is really trying to get into, I read almost every morning. I just got through reading 12 weeks in a year. I think for me, my personal challenge is to read more and, I mean, really focus on more business aspect of what, I mean, I should be doing. You know what I mean? But yeah, my personal challenge is just getting more knowledge, and I really be on it, like, hard. I mean, listening to different podcasts. I mean, listening to different people. I ain't got no physical personal challenge. I tried to run a mile the other day.
I did it now.
You know what I mean? But it was over with my
man,
son.
It's gonna take me 29 minutes to run that shit.
Look,
man,
I got hyped because I had bought the building. I mean, I said I just ran a mile. That was 4 months ago. I bought the building. I was there when I said, man, I need to run a mile. Let me run it down. Then that died. I ain't did it since.
I'm good, bro. I wouldn't even try.
Yeah, personal challenge. Yeah, man, just really understanding myself. You know what I mean? I've been trying to really, really understand me more than a little bit, because you get all the people talking to you, just in the third, and your kids. And so for me, it's just really my personal challenge is trying to understand me a lot more.
Mm. All right, bro. Tell the people something about you they might not know. If you got a secret hobby, something you do on a low they don't know about, just tell the people something about you.
I just told you. Like, I read a lot. You know what I mean? And then for me, you know what I mean? You know, I do my little burning and then, you know what I mean? But I like to ride, man. I like to ride. I like to look at houses. You know what I mean? Like, different perspective of why I look at these things. Like, I do it all the time. Like, my girl be like, oh, you want to ride? I'm going to sleep. I'm like, but I can't help it because it clear my head. And then after a while, that's gonna be my route to my house. So,
So you just ride around looking for different routes and just looking at area.
It gotta be somewhere else, like far as a good ride, a good scenic. You know what I mean? Get scenic route. Like I ride all the way down Ponte Vedra all the time, and just ain't no lights, just big old houses. Then you end up at like Guana Lake and just turn back around. By the time I do that, my mind be clear. I done seen some shit I probably ain't seen before. You know what I mean? Even when it comes to houses or neighborhoods or whatever. You know what I mean? And you kind of get a vision of what you want to do. You know what I mean? Not even just how you want to live, but, I mean, like, what you want your business to be, what you want your life to be, what you want your kids' life to be. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to have no million-dollar house or no shit like that. But at the same time, you know what I mean? I know what we deserve. So I think that's what I do, my hobby. I ride like a mother. Yep. Hold on, I'm gonna show you my phone. Here's the game. I'll show you something.
This nigga. Good.
I can't make this shit up, dog.
Just be riding around, bro.
I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of, shit to myself. But this motherfucker, I'm gonna show you what time it was.
So you're an introvert.
It's like 1 a.m. You know what I mean? But I find me the spot so I can go out that bit, get right, and let shit go. You know what I mean? And then from there, I don't complain about nothing. I don't worry about nothing. I leave. They say when you pray, you leave it to God, you leave that joint there. That's what goes on with me. So I don't think a lot of people know that. So
yeah,
that be them long nights, you know what I mean? Then I come back, I be straight and get back to what I need to do. You know what I mean?
So how hard is it juggling fatherhood and catering and chef life?
I got 10 kids. 13 with my stepkids, so I got 13. For me, and they all a part of it. Everybody. I mean, I like to show people stuff. Like they always with me all the time, man. My daughter, shout out to DR, she's at FAMU now. You know what I mean? Full ride, like a little dead smart. But we back to what I was saying, that we very family oriented. So just juggling all that thing between the business and they keep me busy. Like I'm cool with that though. Like I don't too much hand guy just in the third, they be like, oh, when you become a father, like, nah, these. It's why I'd rather be around. Yeah. You know what I mean? My son, that boy, he a stud over there at First Coast. I was talking about linebacker, first year, moved him up to varsity, that little dude. Mm. I mean, but he's into this kind of stuff. I mean, he's very behind the scene. He like to take pictures of his camera. He like, he love his camera. He do graphics for all the high school kids that's doing, that do sports.
Damn.
You know what I mean? But that's his hobby. You know what I mean? He played a game or whatever, whatever, but between football and that, man, it's, and he got like a 4.0. But I think my kids keep me right. You know what I mean? All around the board. Like, people like, damn, boy, you got 10 kids. I'm like, boy, that's probably the best thing that could have, because they with me all the time. You know what I mean? Grand openings, like, it's just different for them. You know what I mean? Oh, that's why I'm finna show you. I'm finna show you this shit. It's gonna blow you now. And all us, like, I'm kind of old school. I mean, niggas don't be having family reunions and shit like that no more. Niggas, your cousin,
go over there. Been a family reunion in so long, boy.
And so that shit got to change. And for me, I make sure everybody around. I mean, I make sure they see their family. Like, I mean, like I keep saying, like, we done lost so many people to the point where, like, you want to keep the ones around close. You want them to know who they is. Niggas be beefing, be cousins, first cousins and shit. Don't even know this shit.
Want to kill each other.
They want to kill each other.
That shit is wild.
That shit ain't finna go on. You know what I mean? Not on my type of time. I mean, because they going to know who each other is. That Martin shit real.
Yeah.
I got 6 boys. Nigga be fucking with my dog. Say, boy. Nigga say, boy, if all your kids have 10 kids, it's 10 your boys. I'm like, man, I have 6 to got there.
Dog. Hey, the
I'm so for that shit. Man, I'm gonna be sitting at my old ass, down my blunt, talking about it, man. Tell you about my day.
Yeah.
But I'm with him. I kind of look down that way. And that goes back to how we carry ourselves with this business and everything.
Damn, bro. So, man, I want you to do me a favor, man, bro. Which one he on, man? This one? I want you to look in that, bro, and tell people why they should fuck with You Go Boy Hibachi and Julian Tent Catering. I'm going to put you on the spot, man. They right there, man. Millions of us, man. There's millions of people out there. I got millions of viewers, man. Millions of them.
Hundreds of millions.
Quadrillions of them.
To the hundreds of millions of people that's watching. Oh, yeah. All right. See, this camera shit. Hey, well, just pull out this shit. It ain't no lie. It's the truth. I think everybody like the truth. So definitely come check out this food. Everything fresh. I'm talking about everything. We ain't buying nothing frozen. You feel me? We chop out every piece of broccoli, every piece of zucchini, every piece of carrot. Everything from us is dead fresh. You know what I mean? And it's like eating with your family. When you come up there, you see how everybody just talk to each other and chill and like, We kind of, that food is a different vibe. It's going to give you a different feeling. Come on up there and check it out. All you hundreds and millions and zillions.
Quadrillions.
But yeah, man. Yeah, the food is amazing. And it's made with a whole bunch of love, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. You know what I mean, food. I'm just ain't going to bring y'all no hibachi. I'm going to be bringing y'all some food, man. Yeah. Like, just for y'all to... You must try, even if I think of some shit. Like, man, I'm going to drop it all to my dog tomorrow.
Man, we'll be here on Sundays, man. Yeah. Pretty much all day on Sundays.
Okay. I'd be up that motherfucker 2-3 in the morning. You know what I mean? Because it's mine. You know what I mean?
You be open that late?
I don't be open. I'd be up there.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, I get to, you know what I mean? And then, because I finally got me one. I mean, I've been in so many people's different kitchens trying to do this with this person, do that person.
We know the feeling. Shit, we Lord know the feeling, mercy. Brother. Get in your own spot and that you can just, yeah.
And now you can create, you can, I mean, do content and, I mean, have somebody come with a camera.
Hey, man, I know a guy.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know one too. I talked to one of my dogs about doing the podcast.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with it though.
Shit always happen for a reason though, bro.
That's how I go. The universe real, man.
It is, bro.
That's why you gotta watch who you put around yourself. You know what I mean? Because that universe will get on you. So that's why I be by myself and with them kids. Or, you know what I mean? On that type of time.
Yeah.
I still hang out. Don't get me wrong, but you'll see me.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? But you know what I mean? I don't kind of. I'm 90%. I mean, with myself, with the kids out there. I mean, on this catering shit, like I say, 3 in the morning, going to the restaurant depot at 6, they open up at 7, but you got to be, that be real, because there's a whole bunch of, you know what I mean? We ain't the only motherfuckers that's cooking, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's what's up, bro, man. So, where they can find you at online? I mean, on, like, IG and all that?
You Go Boy Hibachi, food truck on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. That's the same. Julian's Tent Catering. Julian's on Instagram is Julian's Tent 904. Facebook, Julian's Tent Catering. And then we on Google. I mean, that's another thing my partner do for me. He, the fat chick, he do all that. You know what I mean? So you can go on Google, the website, www.julianstentcatering.com. We at 2058 Edgewood Avenue West. You know what I mean? You ain't got to look it up. You come. Ask for me. You know what I mean? Come on there, black. Well, Cliff at? I'm going to act like I know you.
But for real, tell him I sent you.
Yeah.
And tell him I sent you. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know, but, bro, man, from me to you, bro, keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely.
I see what you're doing. I just wanted to shine a light on you, man. Have you come on here, tell your story, chop it up with me for a little bit.
Yeah.
A long time. We've been going back and forth like 3 weeks. Yeah, we have. So
it was perfect timing.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming. The food was good when I came out there earlier, man. You know, I was chilling with my partner from the Gunshine State Podcast, 305.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Shout out. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I told him I wanted to get a shirt too, man. I want to buy one now.
Yeah, he keep them on deck.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get one. I mean, you support, I support. That's how it go.
Yeah.
Oh, should I get a medium? I didn't think run, man.
See, I get a medium because you know I been, you know I got.
But you a big nigga though.
You know what I'm saying, bro? You know I gotta have room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I'm a little bigger than him. Yeah, let me get like the large, man.
But yeah, y'all seen it right here, man. First on Purple Therapy, man. Y'all see, man. Support who support you, man. Appreciate y'all for watching this shit. Graffiti South on the shot. My nigga Cliff from You Go Boy Hibachi. I appreciate you for coming through, man. Y'all make sure y'all like, share, subscribe this, man. See y'all later.
So about going.
Oh,
and I was like, and I just told my friend to.
It's real, but